And joining us now on the line is a good friend of the program, Bob Bubka from World Golf Radio. He is live in Washington, D.C. today. Final round of the AT&T National hosted by Tiger Woods is about to come in. Actually, it's ongoing right now. The leaders will tee off later this afternoon at Congressional. Bobby, good morning to you. Happy Sunday. Happy 4th of July weekend, my friend.
Hey, same to you guys.
How's everything going up there in Washington, D.C.? The fans are being treated to a phenomenal tournament so far. They've already seen a tournament record, 62, shot by Anthony Kim on Thursday. Then they saw a venue record for any tournament ever held at Congressional, a 36-hole lead of 10 under par from Tiger Woods. They've got a final pairing today of those two players, Anthony Kim and Tiger Woods. It's been a pretty successful tournament through 54 holes.
Well, no doubt about that, Russ. Matter of fact, if we were writing the script in Hollywood, who would we want? Our defending champion, Anthony Kim, the young gun on the block, and now Tiger Woods, the elder statesman. This is going to be fun for Tiger. He's going to want to go out and dominate and just show that, you know, his reign is far from over. And it's going to be a good test. I mean, Anthony Kim's tough. I mean, it's not going to be automatic that Tiger walks away with this title. And probably the interesting thing is Michael Allen, who's never won. This is his 336th start on the PGA Tour. He's never won. He's played once on the Champions Tour because he just turned 50, and he did win. And by the way, I did tell you that Sunday I was on lucky enough to be on your show, and I said that Michael Allen
was going
to win that event. Michael's just one of the real good guys on the PGA Tour, and he's playing with found money right now, Russ. Don't count him out. If Anthony Kim and Tiger Woods just start worrying about each other, Michael Allen liable to slip right by him.
Hey, Bobby, that's right. I believe the week you were on, you predicted Rory Sabatini would win in Texas, and you said, oh, by the way, look for Michael Allen at the senior PGA, and he won. And then also, last week, you correctly predicted, or 2 weeks ago, you correctly predicted, going into the U.S. Open, that Lucas Glover would win before any tees, any balls were hit. So kudos to you, my friend, doing your best Nostradamus impression. But in regards to Tiger Woods, he looked awfully good through the first two rounds this week, Bob. 64 on Thursday, 66 on Friday, had him at 10 under par through 36, and he was the leader. Yesterday, kind of shaky for him, an up and down round. He had an eagle. He also had a double bogey, couple of birdies, couple of bogeys, ended up even par 70. Where's his game right now going into today's final round?
Well, I think his game's really solid. Of course, this is mere preparation for 2 weeks from now, Russ. The only thing that really, truly motivates Tiger at this juncture in his career is winning majors, and we've had two go by him, and he doesn't have any. He's locked on that 14. He wants to get to 18. We're going to be going to Turnberry in 2 weeks over in Scotland, which is an ideal venue for Tiger. So everything he's doing now basically is preparation. But the biggest preparation that Tiger likes to do is taste victory, because he says that nothing makes him win on tour like previous victories. And this will be his last event before the next major of the year. So a very important day for Tiger Woods. Not only does he want to win the Triple Crown this year, winning Arnold Palmer's tournament, winning Jack Nicklaus's tournament, but today trying to win Tiger Woods' tournament and get himself set mentally so that when he gets to Scotland, he'll be ready to go.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and we're joined on the line by Bob Bubka of World Golf Radio. Bob is live in Washington, D.C., final round today of the AT&T National, hosted by Tiger Woods, two-way tie, the top spot, Tiger and Anthony Kim, both at 10 under par. That is your final pairing later today in Bethesda, Maryland, at Congressional Country Club. And in regards to Anthony Kim, Bob, he's really made very little noise this year. Coming off last year, he had the two victories, played phenomenally in the Ryder Cup, and he was the cover boy along with Camilla Vijaygas for the Golf World's preview issue this year in January. But both those guys, Vijaygas and Kim, have had quiet years so far. And Anthony, it seems like over the last month, really made a decision to get back in shape. I think he lost 20 pounds. He looks much more thinner. His waistline probably 3 or 4 inches smaller, and he's playing good golf, and obviously today poised to go back-to-back at the AT&T National.
Yeah, no, you're right about that, Russ. We got to cut him a little slack, though. He did have an unbelievable year last year with those victories, and then, of course, shining so brightly at Valhalla at the Ryder Cup. But he's in his mid-20s. He's a multimillionaire. He likes doing other things. He likes the other sex. He likes going out at night. But he's trying to find the happy balance. He knows that if he enjoys himself too much off the golf course, it affects his performance on the golf course. And it really takes tremendous mental discipline to, you know, just to focus on golf. I mean, all he has to do, for an example, always look at Tiger Woods. I mean, Tiger, you know, focuses harder than anybody, and just about 99.9% of Tiger's off-course activities don't affect his on-course activities. I mean, he's managed to separate the two, work hard, his passion. See, the only thing with Anthony Kim, what's going to have to come to the forefront is, does he have a true passion to play this game? He has the talent, he has the work ethic, but it becomes such a grind that the only way you can survive at the top is having a true passion, and that's what we're waiting to see if Anthony has that. If he goes on and chops Tiger Woods today at Tiger's tournament, you know, that passion will get a lot brighter, and he'll be one of the favorites going over to Turnberry.
Oh, there's no doubt. If Anthony Kim does it today and goes back-to-back, I would say this year's title would be much sweeter than last year's when Tiger wasn't even in the field because of the knee surgery. So we realize Kim and Woods in that final pairing, they're obviously in the mixes. And you said watch out for Michael Allen. Guys like Jim Furyk and Rod Pampling are only two shots back. Lucas Glover, the reigning U.S. Open champion, just three shots back at minus seven. Tell me, Bobby, who gets it done today? You're so good at predictions.
You're not going to put me on the spot. I got to work hard. You know, I'm going for my grand slam. I was fortunate enough to tab Angel Cabrera for the Masters and then came up with that gem of Lucas Glover for the Open. I got to come up with a winner at Turnberry and then try and get the fourth one at Hazeltine, and then I think I'll retire, Russ. I'll go live down at West Palm Beach and just listen to you on the air. I'll get all the golf radio I'll need.
Well, I told you when we talked earlier this week, I read an AP story, and you're not kidding. I want everyone to realize you predicted Lucas Glover going into the U.S. Open 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, and you were on the air, World Golf Radio, and World Golf Radio is highly listened to in Europe, and the betting lines on Lucas Glover, after all the golf fans over there heard you, Bobby Bubka from World Golf Radio, predict Lucas Glover will win the U.S. Open, the betting line on Glover in one day went from 750-1 to 100-1. So you destroyed the betting lines over there in one fail swoop, and you ended up being correct. So congrats on that. Good luck today. Hope you have a good final round. I'm going to be watching on TV. It's going to be great drama, no doubt. Anthony Kim and Tiger Woods in that final pairing. I think Tiger gets it done today. So there, I'll make the prediction for you. Bob, as always, thanks so much for the time. Safe travels to you, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Russ. Anytime. Keep up the good work down there.
All right, there he is, Bob Bubka, good friend of the program from World Golf Radio, joining us live from Washington, D.C., actually just outside Bethesda, Maryland, Congressional Country Club, final round of the AT&T National later today.